Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
In his letter to the Romans, Paul stated what I like to call two-dimensional love. First, to live in God's will or to accept one another. On the other hand, we're to instruct or admonish one another. More specifically, here's what Paul wrote.
Therefore, accept one another, just as Christ also accepted you to the glory of God. My brothers and sisters, I myself am convinced about you that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another.
Paul has given us a unique balance. In other words, all Christians are to accept one another unconditionally, just as Jesus accepts us. But we're also to lovingly confront any attitudes and actions that are out of the will of God. But notice we're also to be qualified to admonish another Christian. Paul stated that we should be living in God's will ourselves before we try to help others live in God's will. We're to be full of goodness. This, of course, does not mean perfection, since it would disqualify any one of us from admonishing others. However, it does mean that we've reached a level of maturity in our lives that Paul called walking in the Spirit. Furthermore, we're to be filled with all knowledge, which means we understand what God's will is. So let's remember this principle to live by. To live in God's will, not only are we to accept one another, but we're to instruct one another. This is two-dimensional love.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.